What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. To discuss some stuff under the almighty Enigmas brand for the Enigmas Unchained Collective, but I cannot do it alone because I have my brother.
Of course.
The coolest of the cool. The coldest man you ever meet. The chillest of the chill. The coldest of the cold. The freshest of the fresh. The man they call the Ice. Ice the coldest. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. Hey, it's good to be back.
That's right, man. Like, I got to have you bring back your old quote now, because I was listening to some old episodes. and I said, I got to have him bring it back. We back like we what?
Back like we left something, man.
There you go, man. I said, now I got to hear it again. So, yeah, we back, man. So, but we're going to talk about a couple of things wrestling related. And I just really want to talk about the Elite reuniting real quick. And I just want to know, you know what I'm saying? I just want to know how you feel about this, Ice. you know what I'm saying? I just want to know how you feel about the situation with the Elite reuniting at the end of the broadcast last Wednesday. So tell me how you feel, man. So what was your initial thoughts on the Elite forming a game?
I ain't even gonna lie to you. That was indifferent.
I'm not gonna lie to you either. I felt the same way.
Because it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all fell out what to do because, you know, he had a drinking problem. And instead of doing the right thing and trying to give him some help, having an intervention or whatever.
Yeah,
like y'all could, like y'all the EVPs, y'all could have like made that, like y'all could have threw that in the storyline. You know what I'm saying? I guess
that is, you know what, man, you spitting facts today. I ain't think about the fact they had a budget. They could have taken out to put that man on a budget to get him some help, man. That's a goddamn shame. I ain't think about none of that, man. Oh my goodness.
Look, man, that's why we're doing this, man. Because whatever you don't think about, I think about it, and vice versa.
That is a very fair point. No, but you're right, though. I mean, they could have afforded a couple thousand putting that boy into a rehab center and getting him some help, man, rather than publicizing his pain.
Right. So then, you know, that drives him away from y'all, and then Dark Order take him in. You know what I'm saying? That turned him into a bro. But then, you know, he get the little cowboy gimmick, and, you know, everybody fell in love with that. All right, yeah, cool. He got tiring after a while, but okay, whatever. It's his own.
Yeah.
That's fine. So then, you know, y'all finally accept him for who he is after he, like, when he finally beats Kenny.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, that's all well and good. And then I guess they kind of sort of planted the seeds for that. With the like when they started the Trios Championship.
Yes.
So yeah. So, and now I guess they're gonna. Now I guess they're battling new Dark Order for his friendship.
I've always been weirded out by the Dark Order dynamic with Hangman. I think the best thing they did was that entrance, like last year or something like that. They did it was a six man tag. It was a Dark Order versus the Elite, and the Dark Order had that entrance for the cowboy joint. That jump was gangster.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, that was a phenomenal, like just the way that they actually did the lighting and stuff like that. But unfortunately, anybody could have been in that spot and it would have been gangster. It wasn't just something it has to be him. It could have been anybody in that position and it would have been a fire entrance. But the I'm just burnt out with this story because and there's good reason to say this as well for the listening audience. This is just, I want you to take a trip down memory lane with me. back about 3 years back, before, like, right at AEW's inception, well, about 4 years now, at AEW's inception, you know, like, Hangman, of course, like, going after Jericho, losing to Jericho. Jericho becomes the inaugural champion. He goes on a drinking spree. You know what I'm saying? That's like every single week he's on drinking spree, which we get it. You know, he's just upset because of the situation. But one of the things that I, like, said last week that I want to, like, say again is that they rely too much on the internet to tell their stories. The, you know, like, so right. somebody was talking about, you know, I think Omega's fighting Vikingo. What's his name? Kenny is fine. I don't know why I forget my man's name.
He Vikingo.
Yeah.
From AAA, right?
Yeah. He's out of AAA. You know what I'm saying? So you know, they were... People were like, why don't nobody know who he is? You know, people were like online trying to defend the stuff. And I'm like, look, man, if you have to rely on the internet to tell you a story rather than the actual show to tell you the story, you lost. Good example. Quick example that's outside of wrestling.
Get a man a ticket and fly him out to the show.
Yeah, you know, like, have them come out to the show, let them do a confrontation or something, but, like, to only say, oh, well, you should know this because we have the internet and you can just Google them. That's so demeaning for a promotion to say, like, a promotion to leave it up to the imagination of the audience. Because, look, no offense to your mans, but we don't need it. You know what I'm saying? We don't really need that energy. Like, not like that. Not saying that he ain't like a good wrestler, but as far as like what it is that he's trying, what they're trying to do. Oh, he's out here. He's been out here for a long time. I get that, but. Right. But you're leaving it up to people who are also casuals that don't care to look up this guy. You know, you haven't given them a convincing reason. Then you're going to look at this, ratings ain't going to match, and you're going to be upset. But like, I'm thinking of that same situation with Hangman. Most of the story they did with Hangman was contained in Being the Elite. And right. You can look at the numbers on Being the Elite and see that most of the audience that normally does the show do not watch Being the Elite. So if that's the case, then why would you put that on an audience and say, oh, well, you know, you should be watching Being the Elite when you only get 100K out of the 830K that you normally average?
That makes a lot of sense.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was, matter of fact, as you were saying that, I was thinking about that because it's like, unless you, it's like with the Elite, it's like everything, like it's like they're trying to force you to not only watch Dynamite and Rampage, but they also want you to, like, start watching Being the Elite and Elevation and Elevation Dark on YouTube.
Yep.
But if that ain't what you, like, if you got something to do, you ain't always going to be going to YouTube just because they got a new episode coming on.
That's fact.
Or you're not going to always tune in whenever those shows come on.
Yeah.
So you can't rely on, like you just said, you can't rely on it. Like, you gotta, most of these people need a visual.
Yeah.
Like an actual visual. So
yeah.
Social media ain't gonna help.
It's unfair to tell people that you need to catch up with us. You need to. You know how demeaning that is to the customer to tell them, well, because you're just lazy. No, bro, I got a life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, if you want me to watch your show, why don't you also do like a better package? They did like one little package for it. And I'm like, bro, that ain't enough. Y'all had all this time. He ain't been doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? He been, you know, he beefing with her. I'm like, yeah, but that could have been something else. They've been done with that. They've been a lot of gagging on that. And I said, like, he could have been, Vikingo could have been the doggone thing on Wednesday.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a, I don't really think that it was as great as they wanted it to be on that side. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I do want to point out once again was that Hangman and Kenny and them had the golden ticket opportunity about 2 years back to really pull the trigger on this story.
Right.
You know, and what ended up happening, we had to do another stall and another stall, and we finally got it. What was it? All Out? I'm trying to remember when was it when Kenny fought Hangman.
I think that was Full Gear. It's full gear. All right, yes, yeah, you're right. It was full gear. You know, so they did that thing, and I mean, like the build was pretty dope. You know, because they had the whole situation set where Hangman was gonna go up against Kenny, but they had to win the Joker. He was a Joker in a battle royale and won the thing. I mean, I thought that was a very excellent way to like start it up. But the problem was once we got to the match, it didn't. Once it just fell into that whole situation, why it didn't really matter. Not the same way that it could have.
And if that's the case, internet is a curse and is a gift and a curse, because everybody pretty much knew Kenny was eventually gonna have to, you know, take a back seat because of all them injuries he had.
Yep.
So you kind of knew when they finally did set up for them to have the match, he was gonna lose.
Yeah.
So to me, I think that also kind of deflated the like the actual payoff. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like everybody wanted to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody that tuned in and actually saw it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you got what you wanted. But it wasn't like, you know, he had like the best run in the world. So. But I'm saying, like, my head go off to him. I ain't mad at him. But, yeah. You know, to me, Hangman falls into that category with, like, the same thing like we said, I think, a while back about Ibushi.
Mm-hmm.
The chase is what we like to see. But then if they don't really build off of that, then it kind of falls flat.
Yeah. And that's one of those things too that that when you go and look back at how they orchestrated all this stuff, right? The mm-hmm. issue that we saw, that at least for me, one of the biggest issues that we saw was that they did not really put that final nail in the coffin. They left it right there at the end. Oh, you know, Kenny doesn't know about the Bucks and them agreeing for Hangman to hit him. I was like, I get that, Bo, but you stretch this out over how long? and now I have to use your own logic against you. Doesn't Kenny Omega have Google? He couldn't just watch back and see that the Bucks were the ones who agreed to let him get hit?
I was about to say, all he had to do is tune in to that next Dynamite.
For real. You know what I'm saying? The requirements that you're asking for, like at least the fans are saying, oh, you know, y'all should be worth it. Why don't you put that same thing back on to the people that you keep following that you want to do the stuff that you want to do? You know what I'm saying? It's unfair. You're telling me that this is a fair statement, but then at the same time, you're also calling it unfair. Well, Kenny Omega and them set up a great story. No, they didn't. Well, maybe they did, but you just weren't paying enough attention. I'm like, no, I was paying attention the whole time. I was locked in. I was locked in on that story when it happened because I'm like, okay, cool. I see what they're doing. I see what they're trying to do. The formation, the reformation of the Elite was definitely going to happen. But once again, once Hangman got that title, yo, you know, Kenny had to go and get his surgeries, which we understand that. But the fact they just left the Bucks completely out of the situation just bothered me. You know, like oh, yeah. all this time, and y'all only had one conversation. One.
And that was when they finally got ready to start doing the trios.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, that was to me just lazy. That they all, you know, they're just two shifts passing the night. No, sucker, this dude's the dog AEW champion. He took it from your homie. You know, like he was your homie. Why ain't y'all having no conversations? It didn't make much sense to me. It didn't make much sense to me, man. I was like, look, bro, I don't know. So let me tell you a fun number. a very, very fun number for that year. So Full Gear yielded 145,000 buys for pay-per-view. Mm. That's normally about 7 mil, right?
Okay.
That All Out in September, the one we call the Field of Dreams almost. You know what I'm saying? Because that was just an ignorant pay-per-view. That pay-per-view was ridiculous. Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, everybody. You know, that whole situation there. You know what I'm saying? That was a, my goodness, that was a ridiculous
I don't know how they managed to keep that surprise. But they kept it.
Adam Cole, what was his name? Adam Cole, Bryan Danielson, CM Punk coming back. Bro, it was an immaculate. That joint did 205,000 buys. You know, so it beat it by 60,000 buys.
I mean,
and once again, it shows you that difference, man. It shows you that difference when you have that star power. Now, it's crazy. This is the culmination of all that stuff, and it yielded less than, like, watching CM Punk come back, Adam Cole and them coming back, stuff like that. I was like, this your fault. This your homegrown. This your homegrown champion, and you didn't reduce enough to, like, make people want to care. So,
you know what I'm saying? Like after he won the belt, it was like, oh, okay, cool. But, you know what I'm saying? You still get the people that actually go to the shows. You're like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They holler and they hoop. They say cowboy-ish. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. Crowd participation is always a plus. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, like, are you really there to see Hangman or...
No. it's a very easy answer. The answer is no. I'm not there to see Hangman. Hangman is just there. You know, so that was saying, like, the star power that they perceive that he has is literally non-existent. It does not exist. And they it's of their own doing. They did this to themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not like you can't be angry at nobody else but you. Because nobody was really, really doing anything to y'all. And then y'all start doing this stuff with Punk. And I was like, y'all lost me when that stuff. I was like, so now he's the villain again. You're going to make him a villain because it's easy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not particularly a fan of how they're going with this, but once again, I'm going to give them some extra time and see what they do. Any final thoughts on this, brother?
Man, somebody might be mad at me for this. I just thought about it. I want your opinion. So, is it fair or unfair of me to view Hangman as the Vincent of the Elite?
Oh, dang.
But actually have won a championship?
Dang. That actually might be a fair situation, to be honest with you. Yeah, that might, I got no opposition with you saying that dude is pretty much that. I know that sounds mean, but I just don't. I don't have any opposition because at the end of it, the everything that we see so far from him, what else has he contributed?
No, like he get a little buzz whenever the music hit and he run out there in his cowboy boots. But I don't really feel like we said at the beginning, kind of indifferent.
Yeah.
At this point,
yeah.
I'm saying it's cool if they get back together, but then at the same time, like, from what Dark Order could have been, because, no, I'm saying, and rest his soul, but, you know, I'm saying, when Brody Lee passed away,
mm-hmm.
they lost their direction.
Yeah.
Now it's just a frat house.
Yeah, and it's boring. You know, like that's at least my thing. I'm like, it's freaking boring. You know, like this, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And it won't shock me in the next, like, week or two, we'll get a thing where, like, Kenny's going to be distressed and walk out on a crew. And then Callis comes back, and then we're back into the, you know, the whole loop of all the rest of this stuff. But I was like, I'm just done. I'm done.
I'm saying, and I actually like John Silver, man. Like,
he was
fun in the beginning. He was funny to me.
He's corny to me because it's like all it is. You know, I mean, I don't like a bunch of jokes about men's junk and stuff like that. I don't care about nothing. I don't do that. I'm like, bro, I don't do that. I don't like no that comedy right there. Just makes me want to throw something at you.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, I don't.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, you know, they'll say, watch being the Elite. I'm saying like that's all he do, you know. And I'm like, I can't divorce their characters from being the elite from who they are on TV, because what they want you to do is to understand that they are that way because of being the elite. So basically we
pretty much just proved our points. Mm-hmm. Because you have actually watched Being the Elite.
I watched it.
I know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's it. There you go. We can stop this conversation right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, just but guess what, Ice? You the ignorant fan, because you don't watch Being the Elite, and you should be watching. That's pretty much what they're saying to you. Screw these people.
Man, listen, I got things to do.
Goddamn right, man.
And I got one piece to play.
That's doggone right, man. Doggone right.
It's nerve-wracking enough playing this stupid game. But yeah. I'm going to get more out of that than watching Being the Elite right now.
That's doggone fair. I mean, like, look, their numbers have been dropping by the wayside for the past, like, 3-4 years. I mean, like, after Cody left, Cody stopped being the Elite as much. Kenny stopped being the Elite as much. Then it just became, like, this weird thing that they did with a couple people backstage, and it's like stupid. I'm like, I don't yeah. So they'll say, so why in the world you expecting people to watch this? Before, when y'all was a Bullet Club, this stuff actually had storyline implications, and y'all were indie, so it made sense. You know, like yeah, you know, you can just get as much information as you want for being the elite. But now that you've gone like broadcast, public, mainstream, you can't mm-hmm. you can't tell the regular audience, oh yeah, by the way, y'all need to watch Being the Elite. Bro, y'all, like, so you got Dark Elevation, y'all got Rampage, right? Y'all got Dynamite. Then you wanna throw in Being the Elite too. Bro, just sit down.